you for giving us the opportunity to present here today. I will show you the results of the Population Council study and, concerning negotiation and use of female-controlled barrier methods in the Dominican Republic. After giving you some general background on female-controlled barrier methods, I will present the methodology, results and conclusions of a qualitative study which was part of a broader longitudinal study in which sex workers of two study sites in the Dominican Republic were offered three barrier methods: male condoms, female condoms, and the diaphragm. This study had a duration of 5 months, and the sex workers would go to a clinic every month in where they would get counseling on the proper use of these methods. From the 223 women who participated in this bigger study, we did a sub-study with 18 of them. They were sampled through convenience sampling and stratified by positive and negative experiences with a female condom and a diaphragm. Furthermore, we interviewed clients and regular partners of these women. They were sampled. The clients were sampled through the sex establishments where most of these women worked, and regular partners were introduced by the women. Okay. Over the past decade, more and more research is being done on female-controlled barrier methods to prevent sexually transmitted diseases. The reasons for such research include that women suffer more than men from serious consequences of STIs. Besides, women are often unable to negotiate the male condom use, which is especially a problem for women who are more at risk, such as sex workers. And furthermore, at international level, old methods such as the diaphragm and microbicides have a renewed interest. Well, the methodology of our smaller qualitative study consisted in in-depth interviews with 18 sex workers and with 22 male sexual partners, of which 7 were regular partners and 15 were new clients. Well, they were asked about their opinions on two methods, the female condom and the diaphragm. I'll start with the results of the female condom. 12 women of the 18 had very good experiences with a female condom. Only a few had minor difficulties inserting it the first time. And, well, of the men, all 22 had at least one experience with this method. The women used 3 strategies to negotiate the use of the female condom. They would either ask the men to choose between the male or a female condom, or they would negotiate the female condom if the men refused to use a male condom. And the other option was that they would use the female condom secretly, which was often possible because the men often are drunk when they get to the sex workers. The attitudes of the male partners were different according to the sex workers. Some men would be surprised when seeing the female condom for the first time, but they would accept. Others liked it very much, according to the women, and others would get angry when they saw that she wanted to try the female condom. According to the men we interviewed, all loved the female condom. Well, as you can see on this slide, the main advantage mentioned by both women and men was that they felt protected from STIs, including HIV. They even felt that the female condom was safer than the male condom because they perceived the material as stronger and they thought it would not break, and because it covers the whole vagina, so they thought it was safer. And furthermore, an interesting result was that women said that it was beneficial for their business because many men liked the method and they would get to them, especially because they used the female condom. Other women felt that they were more in control of the situation. And, well, of the men, They indeed said that the female condom was very comfortable and that they felt as if the sexual intercourse was more natural, as if they were not using any method. Some disadvantages mentioned were that the female condom looks ugly, that it would make strange noises, or that it would have an excess of lubricant gel. And some women said that the penis would penetrate, would push the female condom aside while penetrating. According to the men, the only disadvantage was that they felt unfamiliar with the method and they just preferred the male condom. I'll tell you now about the results of the diaphragm. 10 of the 18 women had used the diaphragm and had good experiences with it. They often tried it out first with a regular partner. Some had some difficulties inserting it the first time. And some women had some difficulties in leaving it in place for the required 6 hours after intercourse. Of the men we interviewed, 8 had an experience with the diaphragm. At least those 8 knew that the woman had used the diaphragm, because there may be more, but they just were not aware of it. The diaphragm was often not negotiated with the clients or the regular partners. Women tended to use it secretly, especially with clients. Well, according to the women, the men's attitudes towards the diaphragm, if they knew the woman was using it, were similar to those of the female condom. They would accept after explanation. They would like it because the men felt less need to use a male condom, or they would get angry. According to the men we interviewed, they said, well, we have no problem with it, but they felt that the method did not offer much protection against diseases. Well, as you can see on this slide, the advantages, the main advantage of the diaphragm, according to the women, was that it served as a backup method when the men didn't want to use a male condom or when the condom would break, and that they can use it during menstruation. The men saw its main advantage in protection against pregnancy, which is not true. And some mentioned that they liked it because they felt no need to use a male condom. The disadvantages mentioned of the diaphragm were some physical problems, the lack of full protection against diseases, and that it has to stay in place for 6 hours. And some women said that they thought that the men could feel the diaphragm. In conclusion, the introduction of female-controlled barrier methods has improved women's options to have protected sex. The acceptability of the female condoms was very high, and the use of diaphragm seems to be more common with regular partners. However, we need more information about the possible reduction in male condom use when introducing female-controlled barrier methods, and we need strategies to disseminate information about these methods among clients and regular partners. Okay, I would like to thank all our local partners, the institutions and persons who supported this study, and thanks to you.